Welcome back to another snippet of Dear Jane Marie, our video series over on Patreon, where we answer your questions, give you advice, me and my friends. If you want to ask us a question, the number is 323-248-1488. And find us at patreon.com/Dear Jane Marie. Who are you?
My name is Andrew T. I have a podcast called Yo, Is This Racist? That's it.
What else do you do?
I mean, technically, I bought my dog one vest and one jean jacket in the last couple of days.
Cute.
Also, did y'all know they make dog nail polish?
No. Wait, why do dogs need different nail polish than humans?
Because they don't eat it.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's true. Gross. They are gross like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you painted her nails?
Yeah, I'll show you off camera.
Oh, my God. Andrew has possession of, is now the father of my deceased uncle's
That's right.
dog.
That's right.
There were two. He killed one of them.
Yeah.
And now there's only one.
Oh, uncle or dog?
Dog. You didn't kill a dog. They just get old, you know? Kind of like couches.
She arrived old, stayed old.
And then died old.
And she died younger than you think.
All right, next caller.
Jane, my name's Emma, and I'm going to community college. And there's this girl in my class. She won't stop talking. And I get it. It's community college. It's whatever. I'm not paying a whole lot of money to be here. I'm still paying. So, I don't know, how do I politely tell this girl to, like, shut the hell up? Like, she just talks for an obscene amount of time. I mean, like, 30 minutes of our class are taken up by this girl just talking and raising her hand and telling a story. She's openly says that she has ADHD, which is fine, you know, whatever. But I don't know, how do I politely tell her without, you know, because I'm going to have to see this chick in other classes. How do I politely tell her to, like, can it? Thanks. Bye.
First of all, I want to say, don't knock community college.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I got through. But I love community college. And it's worth the money. And you should get that. You should get whatever you want out of it.
This is not endemic to community college.
This is every college. There is a Tracy Flick character. Mine, you know what mine was called? Hopefully she's listening. Her name was Ananda Fine, and every time she said her name or did a speech or whatever and, like, got in front of people, she would go, Ananda Fine, my email is afine1@uic.
Damn.
Yeah. Ugh.
That's branding right there.
But I wanted her to just shut her trap most of the time.
Yeah, I think the answer is nothing. There's nothing you can do about
these
people.
I don't think so. No, really? I think we'll... Okay, so my feeling is that girl doesn't care about being impolite.
Oh, well, oh,
so,
sorry.
You know, the girl talking too much doesn't care about being impolite.
That's what you're saying.
So she's already being impolite to everybody in the class. And you, like, so I wouldn't worry about being impolite to her. She's already doing it to you.
I see what you're saying.
I would say just to her face, like, hey, I get that you're really enthusiastic about this class and you're having a lot of fun here, but I've started to notice that it's hard for a lot of the rest of us to get our time in to talk about our topics.
Uh-huh.
So if you could just try to be a little more conscientious about the amount of time you're taking up in the class, I'd really appreciate it.
That is never, ever going to happen in college.
Wait, the person isn't going to say it, or the person isn't going to?
Correct.
Why?
People
Emma,
talk
say
like
it.
That.
Emma, take a video of yourself saying
if
it
you
secretly.
Could do that, if you could do that, that would be probably more productive. What you got to do is...
Look, if you can do that, but what you have to do...
The reason I said it's not going to happen is because the Emma, right, the caller, mm-hmm. Seemed to also not want to make an enemy, and that's not going to happen. What you got
to
do...
Oh, that's you also have to be cool with. You have to be cool with not with having enemies, first of all. Work on that.
Honestly, that was, to the extent that I did at all well in college, In life. It's because it's like, oh, I'll see you in hell before this idiot, like, does better than me at X or Y thing.
Mm.
You just got to hate someone.
I know, but I would be too irritated. I'd be too irritated. I would say something.
But I'm saying, like, you just got to do, I don't know, some version of, like, a loud snoring noise every time she talks.
you're going passive aggressive.
Yeah, or
immediately.
Just like, because honestly,
or just a slow clap.
Yeah,
every time she puts her hands up,
yeah.
Or you'd be like, She has a question again. It's right over there.
I mean, you don't gotta bully them, but
that's what you're saying.
That is what would happen.
Do you think she should talk to everyone else in the class and they could all collectively bully this person?
Yeah.
Is that what they should do?
Gang up. There is a world where in the spirit of actually trying to figure something out.
Yeah.
This issue is the instructor's problem, not the student's problem. Like, this is a
having an affair.
If as described, this person is literally taking up 30 minutes of a 1 hour class. Yeah, they fucking.
But you could go to the teacher.
Yeah, this is the instructor allowing this to happen.
Right. Okay.
So, if you actually want to solve this problem, which I again do not advocate for, but if you actually want to solve the problem, because it is not
my assumption though is that the instructor is as passive as everyone else in the classroom, and this woman is the most assertive person or aggressive person in the classroom.
Well, that's why it's the instructor's issue. It's the person leading the discussion.
Right. Right.
It's job to is material getting it's very simple to be like. Okay, just how many times have you heard? Okay, let's call on someone else this time.
Well, maybe she's the only person raising her hand.
Yeah, maybe because everyone isn't loudly snoring after minute two of her diatribe.
That's true. Okay, so should she go to the teacher?
I guess. Yeah, snitch. Start snitching.
Snitch early and often.
Is there a graphic, start snitching, that we could play across here? I don't know. Maybe it just
happened. If you are going to snitch in an academic setting, community college is the place to do it.
Snitch on everyone in college.
Okay.
Don't snitch on actual vulnerable people.
Yeah.
But snitch on everyone in college while you're in college.
Okay. Good advice, Andrew.
Asterisk. Not any of the weirdo snitching that's happening at Columbia right now, because it's horrible.
Okay, that was just a tiny bit of me and Andrew talking to you. Again, the number is 323-248-1488, and go to Patreon, Dear Jane Marie, to watch entire episodes. They're really fun.